Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy! Best Show, hi.
Hi, I've got something for the topic, if that's okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I've never seen the movie There Will Be Blood.
Okay. You never saw the movie There Will Be Blood? What do you think There Will Be Blood is about?
Well, just going by the movie poster and a couple memes that I've seen, I think it's about a man who has the distinction of having both the biggest hat and the thickest mustache in Texas. And he wants to leave his job as an oil worker to pursue his dream of breaking the world's record for drinking the most milkshakes in 10 minutes. I don't know where the blood part comes in, so I can only assume there's some sort of vampire element to it. I don't know, maybe the drill goes too deep and unleashes vampires who might also be rabid. Am I close?
Not really. No, you're kind of off target on that one, but that would be pretty good. I would watch that movie.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's a good one. What was your name again, caller?
My name's Tippy.
Tippy. Oh, wow. That's that's a name you don't hear a whole lot. Tippy. I mean, the only Tippy I know of is the guy from Euripides Pants, Tippy Nerdlinger.
Yeah, that's me.
Tippy, hold on. That's you.
Yes.
Because there's no, it's very, I mean, it's, that's, there's no way that's you.
No, I'm serious. It is me. It is.
Because you're, hold on. From the most popular comedy rock band of all time, Tippy Nerdlinger.
Yeah.
This is okay. Let me give you a little test then. I don't believe it's you. Because, you know, Euripides Pants is a pretty, there's no way this sad sack is Tippy Nerdlinger from Euripides Pants. Okay. Then tell me, Tippy, who engineered your second album, The Sophomore Jinx, which is a very, that's a mouthful of a title.
Well, the engineer of that record was Tim Kressner. And he also did American Pie Chart. Seriously great guy. And, you know, I still can't believe he was killed in that Tiki Hut explosion. And, you know, we all think about him a lot. It's very sad. And, you know, for the record, that second album title, which, you know, which is, of course, spelled The Soft Morge, M-O-R-J, Inks. It's a mouthful. It was not our idea. That title was foisted upon us by Jimmy Iovine, who was the head of our label. And he thought it would be hilarious. And he said he wouldn't promote the album if it wasn't called that. And, you know, I wanted to call the album Number Two because it was our second album. And I wanted the cover to be us and our friends doing a recreation of the Baby Ruth scene from Caddyshack. But he wouldn't go for it.
Oh, my God. You are him. That's way too specific for you to not be him. It's from Euripides' Pants. That's wild. I have a bunch of your albums. I mean, I listened to the first one, I Break a You Face. I must listen to that 100 times on my CD Walkman when my Honda Civic broke down back in, man, that must have been like the summer of 2010, and I was walking to work every day.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. You know, especially in the summer. You must have been exhausted, and you're probably dehydrated by the time you got to work. And I don't have to say nothing of your clothes probably being soaked from sweating, you know, walking in that overpowering heat. You know, again, I'm just so sorry you had to go through something like that.
Well, it's okay. I mean, hey, Tippy, and don't be offended by this. But you don't seem at all like the music that you make, if that makes sense. It's like you're very, I guess morose is the word that comes to mind. It seems like it's very at odds with your onstage persona. Cause I mean, I saw you at the Newbridge Comedy Rock Arena in 2019 and you were hilarious. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't stop laughing. I just loved all the songs. So Just Got Bit by My Spirit Animal, Stale Halloween Candy, Netflix and Chili, you did. My God, Cream in My Covfefe, Arbor Day Anthem, Cheese Whiz for Breakfast, Drive Through Blues, all the songs, Sneeze Guard. I loved all of those songs. And I mean, the show is like a, when you guys are live, it's like a circus, like it's like a nonstop circus. And you're like this very outgoing ringmaster.
Wow, that's so cool that you got to see E-Pants.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to tell you about episode 292 of Office Hours Live with our special guest documentary filmmaker Lance Oppenheim. And musical guests, Melinda Sullivan and Larry Goldings. You can find us on your podcast app of choice.
And at
goodbye.
YouTube. And at YouTube.com.
And at YouTube.com/goodbye.
/Office Hours Live.
You know, I'm really flattered and I'm really glad you had a good time. Yeah, I don't know. Things are just kind of different now, you know, compared to where they were when the band first started. I know some artists who say they never really wanted to be known as a funny songwriter, but then they had like a fluke hit with a funny song, and then they found themselves locked into this kind of funny song world. But I was different in that I did want to make funny music, and I loved all the stuff I heard on Dr. Demento, you know, especially Weird Al, Frank Zappa, Barnes and Barnes, and a lot of the funny bands of the last few decades, like the Dead Milkmen and King Missile, Dred Zeppelin, Psychotic Norman. And I was inspired by that, and that was the kind of music I wanted to make. It was the only music I wanted to make, and I was so lucky to find Buzzy and Bobzilla and Fartman, you know, these other three guys who were also really into that stuff and were willing to form a band with me. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that those guys really helped me realize my dream of bringing funny rock and roll and hopefully a lot of joy to people. And it was interesting because Euripides' Pants were really lucky to to kind of fill this comedy rock void that was starting to open in 2008. And we got so lucky. People just kind of took to us immediately. And before we knew it, we were playing these big rooms and selling a lot of records. And, you know, it was a great feeling to have people come up to you in all kinds of situations and say your songs really helped them through a hard time. You know, songs like Deep Fried Butter Pads, Trump's Plump Rump, Why Won't You Share Your Location With Me, Potato in My Tailpipe, My Dad Has a Secret Ska Past, 12 Years of Moron. I think I just dropped something. Hang on.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Tippy?
Hang on. It rolled under this ottoman.
Okay.
I got it. I got it.
Good.
Yeah. I Dream of Genitals, Insta Golden Grams, Till Death Do We Fart, Bridget Jones Dairy, The Bra of Frankenstein, Fidget Spitter, Chomping Fiona's Apples, Grandma Found My Bong and Now She's Got the Munchies, Something Bad, Stairway to, sorry, I dropped it again.
Mm-hmm. Is it slippery?
It's really, it's embarrassing. It's my lucky marble, and I dropped it. You know, there's that, you know, that thing where if something rolls under, it goes exactly to the middle where you can barely, I got it. There we go.
Oh, thank goodness.
Stairway to Heaving. I met her at Wegmans. We broke up at Walgreens. We're going to need a bigger gravy boat. Pizza Party Pen Pal.
Tippy?
Yeah, I have to get a drink or something. Hang on.
Yeah, take it. It's just...
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Yule. Woke Up Woke. One Nation Underwear. And other songs like that.
Yeah, other ones like that. No, you guys were pretty successful.
I mean, we even got a couple Grammys. One for I Think I'm in Love with My Dentist. And a couple years later for In the Year 2065, Grandpa Schuyler's Revenge.
Oh, man. That is such a great song. Well, both of those are. Those are classics.
Thank you.
I mean, I got to just say, so many songs I love. Playing Hide and Seek with Myself is so good. The Only Thing We Have to Drink is Beer Itself. Tom Cruise Wore Dirty Shoes When He Danced on My Couch is such a good song. Me Before Coffee. Santa Claus is Skipping Sean Spicer's House This Year. Low Hanging Glutes. The Grass is Always Greener at the Dispensary, Taco Hell, Saxon Pugs, Butt Bacon, Grandpa's Got the Little Blue Pill. You guys were so on it. Like, you really just, the body of work is undeniable, Tippy.
Thank you. I think we were the first rock band to have a comedy song reach number one, and that was, of course, the Ballad of Ken Burns Barber.
That's a good one. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, so many good songs.
Thanks. That means a lot to me.
I'm glad that, you know, it's nice to tell an artist that you love them. I mean, it's like Six Mike Pence, None the Richer is such an awesome song.
That was a bear to record too, because you were laughing so hard.
I'm sure. Yeah. Cream in My Covfefe. I just like These are classics. These are like modern classics, Tippy.
Thank you. Thanks. That's really, I don't know.
You know, I got to just say, you did it. Like, you have what all these people would like think is like the ultimate dream job. You know, you get paid so much money to make people laugh with music, and you sound so successful, like you've been so successful, but you sound so depressed. Like, what's making you so depressed?
Well, you know, it's like if you're the best pizza maker in the world, every place you go, everyone just wants to talk to you about pizza, or they want to make you take you out to eat pizza. And before too long, you're going to be really tired of all things pizza, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much how it's like for me every time I leave the house, you know? Everyone just wants to talk to me about a funny song I wrote, or they want to pitch me a funny idea for a song, or they just want to yell my own song titles at me, you know? Hamilton Schmamilton, the biggest band in Delaware, Stranger Things, my ass. I mean, I'm lucky that people love and care about our music, but I just don't want to talk about it after work. I mean, like, you know, imagine you've just gotten off stage and you're exhausted from 2 hours of making people laugh with tunes like You Call This a Sausage Party and Rush's Least Complicated Song. And you're at a nice restaurant having a glass of wine and a Caesar salad, and your waiter says, oh, you simply must write a song about the time I dropped a chili cheese dog on my crotch just a minute before a job interview, you know? And it's just not what I want to talk about. So it's, oh wait, hang on. I got to do one of these cameos for this fan. I can't believe people are willing to pay so much money for this sort of thing. Hang on. Hey, Steve, this is Tippy Nerdlinger. Hope you're having a safe day and you're eating plenty of deep-fried butter pads. Hope you're having a hilarious week, my friend. And by all means, keep on laughing. But anyway, what were we talking about?
Just how you're doing great. Like, you're doing great, and I don't know why you'd be so sad. But I guess, you know, you explain I get it, I guess, you know?
Yeah, my shrink, Dr. Vincenzo, he says the same thing. He doesn't understand why I just can't be grateful for all of it. And ultimately, I am, but, you know, my funny music career just permeates everything about my personal life. You know, like take parent-teacher night. My kids' teachers want to joke around with me more than they want to talk about my kids' school progress. And you know, nowadays all these teachers play the guitar or the ukulele, and they have pretty much a captive audience with me and my ex-wife sitting there. That's a whole nother story and a whole nother unfunny layer to this whole nightmare of my life. But anyway, the teachers either want me to sing Duncan D's Nuts or play me some of their own funny songs while I'm sitting there and I'm worried about my son Shasta not being at the same reading level as everyone else in his grade, you know? So it's tough, you know, it's just definitely not what I signed up for. And, you know, I mentioned I'm divorced. Imagine trying to navigate through the dating scene at 40 when every potential partner knows me as the silly guy with the red ponytail who sang I Got VD on VD to Kathy Lee and Hoda on the Today Show on Valentine's Day in 2015. You know, it's hard for them to get past, you know. And as you've seen in the show, I do all these funny faces when I perform. So that's even more off-putting to potential lovers, you know. I don't know if you ever saw the Robert Townsend film Hollywood Shuffle. Have you seen that?
I have, yes.
There's that scene where people are picketing his character, Jimmy, for playing a very unfortunate stereotype on a TV show. And his wife is defending him, and at one point a female reporter comes up to her and asks her if Jimmy makes those dumb faces he makes on the show when they're in bed. And I've had moments like that. You know, a friend of mine tried to set me up with a friend of hers, but the friend said she could never go out with me because she'd always be thinking about how I had sex with that new metal scarecrow in our video for children of the band Korn. And it would be, quote, Dust Bowl City down there for her. You know, it's very, very hurtful. You know, so factor in all that stuff, and you can see how it would wreak havoc upon my personal life. You know, it really is a double-edged sword. I'm sorry, I said double-edged sword. As you can see, I have a tendency to fall into comedy rock speak in normal conversation. Double-Edged Sword is, of course, a song on our sixth album, Tan Fat is Pretty Fat. I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, it's tough because I made a fortune doing this, and I made a name for myself as kind of the king of comedy rock and roll, but I painted myself into this joke rock prison. But hang on, let me write that down. That's a really good title for my memoir. Hang
on. Joke Rock Prison.
Yeah. I don't know. At this point, I kind of fucking hate funny music, you know? It's pure drudgery. I dropped that thing again. Hang on. Oh, it's a lucky marble, but I can't seem to hang on to it. I don't know if that's ironic or bittersweet. I don't know. So, I don't know. Basically, it just isn't the music I want to make anymore, and it's just eating me up.
Well, then what kind of music do you want to make?
Well, you know, like the songs I connect with most are, I don't know, like Everybody Hurts, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, He Stopped Loving Her Today, Cats in the Cradle, I Can't Make You Love Me, Shannon, When the Party's Over, The Tigers Have Spoken, Yesterday, Winner Takes It All, I'll Remember You, you know, songs like that.
Yeah. Wow. Those are some pretty, yeah. Well, I'm curious about you now that I got you. I see what kind of music you're interested in. It's very, very different from what you're making as a, as the singer from Euripides Pants. And, how about movies and stuff? Like, what kind of movies are you into these days?
Well, my favorite movies are, Requiem for a Dream, Leaving Las Vegas, Elephant Man, Old Yeller.
Wow.
Ordinary People, Into the Wild, Sophie's Choice, Terms of Endearment. My favorite movie, of course, is Schindler's List.
Well, those are pretty intense movies.
I don't know. I just connect with them somehow.
Sure, sure. No, I know. I get that. Well, how about like, what kind of books are you into?
Hang on. Let me just look at this shelf real quick. What we got here? Flowers for Algernon, The Road, The Remains of the Day, Charlotte's Web, The Notebook. Oh, hang on. I'm so sorry. I forgot I have this interview right now with that comedy podcast, The Funny Farm. That's what we need, right? Another comedy podcast. Just thinking, yeah. Pure torture for me at this point. Anyway, it was good talking to you, Tom. I should go.
Well, can I ask you a question before you get out of here? Something I've always wondered.
Yeah, sure.
Tippy can't be your real name. Like, what is your real name? Can I ask that?
No, my real My real name is actually Tippi Nerdlinger. It's like my parents gave me a name that would ensure both giant success and also the arrival of my greatest personal nightmares. So anyway, good talking to you. Hang on a sec. Hey, what's up, freaks? It's Tippi time. Now who is ready to laugh?
Tippi? Okay. I guess we lost Tippi. Anyway, I think we got the short end of the stick on that Tippi interview with the, I don't know, poor guy.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, and Michael Lisk. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason, website and technical support provided by Martine Sellis, and the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow and follow us on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram over at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show number 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.